very beautiful and humble way says, I am willing, be clean. It's simple, it's quick. That interaction is so beautiful because it demonstrates how I think we should be approaching the people who are desperate in this world. In the second half of the Beatitudes, Jesus is explaining how a desperate follower should act. Right after that sermon, he's showing exactly how you should act. I love that this is the first example of Jesus' ministry to people by actually doing something because it's so simple and it's so humble. If you were here last week and you did Lectio up in the balcony, you might have heard this passage, which I think is incredibly important for tonight as well. So Paul and Timothy are talking to the church in Philippi, and they say, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if you've received that help when you were desperate, if you've received that, if any tenderness and compassion, if you, like the man with leprosy, were able to meet Jesus and be healed, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition and vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. The station that I heard the most positive feedback about was the one that was over here. It was the Ashland Awareness Station. And the thing that I heard from the most people was, I didn't know that stuff existed in Ashland. I didn't know there were people dying from drug overdoses. I didn't realize that we had a domestic violence shelter that was over full. I didn't realize that there were thousands of people receiving clinical mental health counseling. Didn't realize there were that many people below the poverty line. This passage in Philippians, in the second half of the Beatitudes, and the example Jesus gives us when he comes off the mountainside, it's all about serving his people, serving the desperate people. And no, it isn't just the people who are below the poverty line. It might be people sitting next to you right now who are desperate, who need Jesus. I think we have the best example right in front of us, which is Jesus. He's humble. He's caring. His interactions sometimes are simple. He meets people where they need met. I understand that you might be looking at this passage with the man with leprosy and saying, yeah, but Jesus isn't always that simple and that nice. And sometimes he's interacting with some of those people that society holds up on a pedestal who say, I have all the answers, I've done all the right things, and those people kind of need a kick in the butt, right? They need to be told by Jesus, that's not the way it is. But for the people who are experiencing the way that it really is, he meets them where they need met. Before I go any further, if you didn't know about all that stuff that's going on just north of the tracks, that's going on in your dorms, that's going on in your classrooms, that stuff's accessible to you. You can go and meet those needs. I sat in your seats. I know that it felt so far away and like it was impossible to access, but I also know right now that there is a team of people that are student leaders at this ministry who are coming up with opportunities. So, if you're ready to step in like Jesus, those opportunities, they're coming. I think this message from Jesus is coming at maybe one of the most important times in your lives and in the life of our culture in America. I spoke pretty harshly about how I believe Jesus feels about the American culture a couple weeks ago, and I haven't changed my mind in these last 2 weeks. I really don't think he likes it very much. I really don't think he cares about the American dream other than that it's holding back his people. Jesus looks at the American culture and he's saying, you've got it all wrong. Who did he say was blessed? The merciful, the peacemakers. I don't know. If you don't think that that isn't really the hallmark of all our culture, just open up your Facebook feed or search our president's name on Google, and you're going to figure out that those are not two things that are leading our culture. Our culture is cold. It's individualistic. It's mean. It's dog-eat-dog. Those are none of the things that Jesus described or lived or wanted for his people. It's upside down, right? It's the upside down kingdom. Jesus' version of life is heaven. It's not America. It's not his culture. It's heaven. I have no doubt in my mind that our Lord sees the American culture right now and wants the kingdom of heaven to invade it. I have no doubt in my mind that when Jesus looked at his culture, he wanted the same thing. His greatest desire was to see his people healed and to bring heaven to earth. And that's still his desire today. He sees the American culture and says, I raise you the kingdom of heaven, and it's better, right? When we talk about all those things that might be holding you back from being desperate for his help, Jesus is saying, I promise you, none of those things are better than my help. And Jesus looks at our country and our city, and he says, I promise you, all those things that your culture is chasing and is trying to get you to chase, they're not better. They're not better than me. They're not better than the kingdom of heaven. And you've got access to the kingdom of heaven. How? Blessed are the merciful, the peacemakers, the pure of heart. Jesus offers something better. Jesus offers something better. Jesus offers us something better. And you know what that is? It's healing. It's healing through each of you by being his hands and feet. And it's simple. Be humble. Be like Jesus. Look at how Jesus interacts with people and interact with them that way. So, Jim, and me and Allison, I presented Jim to you in a pretty unfair light. I basically told you he got it all wrong. But I think Jim had a lot more right than a lot of us do, because in every fiber of Jim's being, he wanted one thing. He wanted the kingdom of heaven to explode on the Orange Beach Trail. In every fiber of his being, he was not going to let someone walk away. He thought that gospel track would work. He thought by asking them where they were going to spend eternity would work. And he tried. And it's better than I do. Most days, I don't really think about bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. And if I'm lucky and I connect with Jesus a little bit, I get excited about it, but never on the level that Jim did. So I think there's a balance. I think we can look at someone like Jim, and we can look at someone like Jesus, and we can find that with Jim's attitude and Jesus' example, we really could change our community. We could change this earth. think that we don't need to defend ourselves as much as we can. I think that's coming a little bit out of left field, but I think if we spend a little bit more time letting Jesus defend us, we could really start bringing the kingdom of heaven down. I want to unpack that just a little bit. I see a lot of people who call it evangelism, call it witnessing, spend a lot of time defending their faith in Jesus, and not a lot of time meeting the needs of the people that they're meeting. I see a lot of intellectual debates on Facebook. I hear a lot of intellectual conversations about the nature of God, heaven and hell, where you're spending eternity. And I don't see a lot of the authentic interactions that Jesus had. And I think if you want to change your culture, this culture, the culture on Ashland University's campus, the culture in Ashland, Ohio, it's going to take a little bit more of looking like Jesus instead of trying to defend Jesus. I started this sermon series by talking about Stranger Things. And I really feel it in my bones tonight that Jesus is calling each and every one of us to some Steve Harrington level transformation. Okay? You can go from you can go from season one, selfish jerk Steve, to season two, nail bat wielding, babysitting, demodog killing Steve. That's goofy, but I mean that. I mean that. I think we can change our culture. I think we can change our world. All of you sitting in this room, I think you can do that. I think Jesus is calling you into that. If that seems like a mountain that's way too tall to climb, that's okay, because it seems like that to me too. I think it's wrong if it doesn't seem like that sometimes. But the practical piece of this is look at Jesus, start to look like Jesus. Interact with people the way he interacted with the man with leprosy. Look at the way he interacts with people right after coming off the Sermon on the Mount, and interact with people that way. Spend time with people. Love people. Care for people. Jesus said there are the two greatest commandments. Love your God, love my people. Love God, love people. I think America, I think Ashland needs a little bit less conflict and a little bit more caring, a little bit more of what Jesus did. It's everywhere. It's in your dorm. It's in your classes. If you're going to go on a mission trip, it's going to be there. Like I said, it's north of the tracks, literally north of the tracks. There's a lot of desperation, and you can start to meet that. Just by being like Jesus, all of us just being a bunch of little Christs, constantly desperate for more of his help, and constantly desperate to be like him, we can change the world. Constantly desperate for his help, because you're going to need his help. Storm's going to hit sometimes, and that's okay. Constant access to his help, constant desperation for his help, constant desperation to be like him. That's a recipe for blessing. Not for selfish ambition, but for the mission of the kingdom of heaven. If you are approaching this with some desire to be good or to earn something, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're not going to earn anything. That's not what it's about. It's not about earning. It's about advancing the mission of the kingdom of heaven. It's about bringing the message of Jesus Christ to people who need it most. It's about bringing the Holy Spirit into spaces where there is a need for healing. It's about being the hands and feet of Jesus to a broken world in any way that you can be. If we do that, I think the world starts to change. I'm going to invite the band back up, and we're going to continue to worship. And I'm really excited about praising Jesus tonight, and I want you to get excited about praising Jesus, and I want you to really think about what Jesus might be calling you into specifically. I'm confident that he can give you a person, a people group, an area of campus, an area of town, in which you can go and be Jesus to the people who need it. I want to invite you into a time of prayer and listening for what that people group, who that person, where that area is. And I don't want you to be silent about it if you find out what that is. I want you to share that with somebody. Whether it's Mallory or maybe you come up to pray with somebody and you tell them, this is my person. These are my people. This is who I'm going to be Jesus to. Don't be silent about it. Father, we're asking for one simple thing tonight. A very simple thing. That you would bring the kingdom of heaven to earth and make it so evident in our midst. That you would change this world through us. That by following your example, we could reject our culture, take on the beauty of heaven, and pass it on to a very sad and a very cold world. That you would ignite in our hearts a desire to be different. That you would bring the color back into people's faces because they have hope, because they've experienced your help. That we would be characterized by humility and love and caring and authenticity, the purity of heart and a thirst for righteousness. That's what we want. We want to follow you. We want to bring you to Ashland, Ohio, in a way that changes everybody we come into contact with. We don't believe that's impossible.